Common Man and T-Bone present Troll of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
You can send in your Twitter tools at manandbone971. Very simple, this segment. It's who do you hate and why? The best Twitter tool will get a $100 Moo Moo Car Wash gift card and pail with car cleaning supplies. Enjoy a fast, fun, eco-friendly wash experience at any 17 Central Ohio Moo locations. And don't forget, you can wash all you want at any Moo location with the Unlimited Wash Club starting at just $15.99 a month. Remember to clean your hands and your car. For locations and hours, visit moomoocarwash.com. May I start, by the way, with a tool of the week?
Well, that's fine. You do that because I have one as well.
Oh, okay.
You go rare. First.
My tool of the week is me and my friend Joe Tardy. We are both very miserable people. Normal people will send a text and say, hey, man, I just watched this really cool thing. It's about this. I think you'll like it. Check it out. Instead, what we do is when we see something, when we come across something that we think is going to be especially awful, we watch it. And if it is indeed awful, we make the other one watch it and hate watch it so we can discuss it together. So we just watch terrible things and movies. I just finished up the newest episodes of Mad About You when they brought that back. 12 episodes I watched of this thing because it's against the rules if you just watch one. I had to sit through the entire 12 episodes. I want to kill myself. So me and Joe Tardy, tool of the week.
Yeah, well, I can't blame you for that. My tools of the week are going to be the ESPN MLB experts. David Schoenfeld, Bradford Doolittle, June Lee, Jesse Rogers, and Aldon Gonzalez, who all collaborated on this power rankings. I guess they do this every week. So here's their week one power rankings in Major League Baseball. Number one, the Dodgers. That's fine. Number two, the Yankees. Okay. Padres, three. But, you know, you got a little ouchie there with Fernando Tatis Jr., whatever. Twins, four. Astros, five. Go down the list. Looking through the top 10. Didn't see the Reds. Looking through, your White Sox are at 12. Okay. Cubbies are 14. Still no Red Legs. Indians at 17. A's at 18. And then you get to the team that's off to perhaps the best start in Major League Baseball history as far as hitting a baseball. The Reds were 19th in their power rankings in week one. Now, I understand that the Reds are probably not going to go win the World Series, and I do understand this may not even mean they're going to do anything past this week, but what the hell is the point of having power rankings?
That's right. They're supposed to reflect the week.
The power of the week. Which team was like, and if you had 17 weeks of baseball, and then 1 week the Reds were just crazy, and you had them in the 20s, and you're like, well, we'll bump them up a few spots. I get it. They literally haven't had any baseball to watch. They ranked the Reds preseason, Mike. It wasn't like they had them 30th. They had them 20th. They then go out and have a historic week, 10 days, whatever. And their response is, we'll bump them up one spot. Don't want to get too crazy with these dumb, fake power rankings because God forbid somebody complain that we moved the Reds up too high above, you know, the A's who suck, the Indians who can't hit for the most part, and a host of other teams that are severely underperforming. It is a complete joke.
All right, let me get to some of these tweets. At Man and Bone 971, Mark says his tool of the week is Rob Manfred, need I say more? Probably a little bit. Tyler says, tool of the week has to be Anthony Precourt and his Austin FC pay you an advertising scheme. Typical Precourt, a turd sandwich.
By the way, that is a pet peeve of mine before I heard about this, the Precourt thing. Like, just in general, if you've got someone who does design work or takes photos, like, sometimes I guess there's an opportunity there for like, hey, I'll do this for you, you do this for me, but for the most part, if you're working with a creative person, they get that 100 times a month. Pay them if you want them to do something for you. That's how they feed. They can't go to like the grocery store and be like, well, my buddy traded me some photos on his Instagram and a little bit of swag. Like, no, you need to actually pay people for the work they do. But definitely if you're Anthony Precourt and you're supposedly a millionaire, you should be paying people for the work you want them to do.
Another Tyler says, Ricardo Bianco could have ended that man's career. I don't know who he is.
That was Ricardo Blanco, I believe, defender Blanco for Saprissa, That is in the CONCACAF Champions League, another MLS team, Philadelphia. They are playing a team from Costa Rica. And in their game, which they won, Philadelphia won 1-0. Saprissa, defender, late in that game, he cleared a guy out 2 feet right to his ankle. He is lucky, the Philadelphia player, lucky that he doesn't have a broken leg. Didn't have, actually have any injury, but he completely ragdoll flipped over the entire way. And the referee came in and gave Ricardo Blanco a yellow card, not a straight red card, which he should have got. But yeah, just a what they call in soccer, Mike, they call that a horror challenge or a horror tackle.
Horror.
Because it usually ends in someone's leg flopping in a direction it's not supposed to. So yeah, that was bad.
Chris says, my tool of the week is Alzheimer's disease. Not only does it already affect so many, but now it's affecting our beloved cultural icon, Jungle Jack Hanna.
For
yeah,
sure.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it really is.
Stefanski SZN says, my tool of the week is the guy who called my boss after I flipped him off. Don't cut me off on 270, then complain when you get flipped off. I have no problem with that.
By the way, it's Stefanski season. Everybody knows. Kevin Stefanski. Let's get it done. SZN, it's season. That's what the kids are saying. It means
I don't
time.
Know what the. All right, well,
it's
I'm
Kevin
not a kid.
Kevin Stefanski's time. That's
I don't know what the
means.
Hell that means. And there's nothing more pathetic than an old guy trying to pretend like he's hip with the kids, like you.
I'm not pretending. I just know what that means. You don't.
Cameron says, this is from his 9-year-old watching the Blue Jackets on TV. Who decided the Jackets needed to be red? Don't they know they look stupid?
Yep.
That guy needs to be the tool of the week. I'm with you. I don't like the red.
Yeah, it's I'm not a fan either, Mike. I thought I would give it a shot, but it has not grown on me all throughout the year.
Well, it grew on me that they won that game in the red, but I'm also the guy, though. Full disclosure, I don't like the I don't like the third jerseys with the cannons on them either. I thought they were cool for like 5 seconds. To me, they've outlasted their welcome. I don't like the fact that it's a different shade of blue. And yes, I am a uniform snob. And by the way, I get shame on me for actually liking the primary sweater the Jackets wear.
Again, I think they have a huge missed opportunity when you go alternate jersey. We don't need another color of blue. We don't need another. We don't need a red, because I know that's part of the color of your logo. You need something that's not in the logo. How about some black and white and paying homage to the chill? That you actually have a local tie-in that makes sense, and then you could have a really classic black and white look that is unique and is very different than any other jersey you have. I think that would have been a much better idea, but whatever. Maybe we'll get that down the road.
Stefanski season, SZN. Since you're hip, I'm going to give him the prize. Since he got flipped off today, he gets a $100 Moo Moo Car Wash gift pack with bucket and pail. And T-Bone's going to come to your house and wash your big rig. I assume he drives a big rig. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's more like a van in a thong.
I am.
Come over and wash you. Not the car. He's actually going to wash you.
It's going to look like I'm not wearing anything, to be honest. You're not going to know. I can tell you I'm wearing a thong. You're not going to be able to inspect and find out. You're not going to see it. That's for sure.
It's like on My 600-Pound Life where they don't even bother pixelating.
Some people,
they can't. Right, because it's like, well, I don't know what I'm looking at. So I'm either going to pixelate the whole thing or pixelate nothing.
That is a ride on that show, my friends. You go through quite a bit of ups and downs with these people.
Although I saw they had one the other night. It was the, like the follow-up. Because usually they only take a year and they document a year. But sometimes they'll come back 2-3 years later. And I'm sure this is the exception. I'm sure that most people don't have a ton of success and they fail. But for the ones that do succeed, I mean, it is unbelievable. They had a guy on there who started out at 800 pounds. 800 pounds, he's down to 200 pounds.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, jeez. 200 pounds in like 2.5 years, he lost all of that weight. And then, of course, when you go one extreme to the other, then it's the horribly invasive and painful skin surgeries. But, I mean, he's down all the way. He's at his goal weight.
Good for that guy. No, that's incredible that you can even get close to that when you're 800 pounds. Like, I can't even I'm a big guy, obviously. I've dealt with my weight my whole life, but I can't imagine being 800 pounds, even from where I am. That's just I can't wrap my brain around how people do that. So for him to be able to get off his butt and get the exercise, start eating differently, good for that guy. That's awesome.